Have you ever heard it called barefooted? Coffee being barefooted, have you ever heard of that?
Okay.
Where you hear that?
That somebody's heard it somewhere and they want, you know, they had to tell me to check it.
Let somebody give it a name,
I guess. Okay.
They drink it. And without any sugar or milk in it. Plain black. I ain't never heard of that now.
Okay, that's fine. Now, if you saw someone you hadn't seen for quite a while, and you know, and like if you were out and you went into town, say, and you just happened to see somebody you haven't seen for a long time, you might say, this morning I ran.
I met up with
you. Okay. And,
that I hadn't seen in a long time.
Or you might say
ran into whoever it was, okay. And called the name.
And now if the child's given the same name that her mother has, you say they named the child what?
My name is Ruth. I'd have named her Ruth.
So what would that mean if they named the child Ruth, that's named it what?
Ruth Senior,
Junior. No, you don't do that with girls, do you?
No, that's...
Okay, well, just talking about like...
Get it up,
guys. Like, what do you call that when you give somebody the same name as their mother?
We give them two names, and girls usually have two names.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, call them one, and they call me.
Uh-huh. Well, like, would you say they named them... After the mother or for the mother? How would you say that?
I mean, for the mother.
Okay. And,
what I'd say.
I can't remember if I asked you about this or not, but what do you, you know, when you're eating chicken, what do you call that piece that the children like to have to pull on like that? What do you call that piece?
Bullybone,
okay. And what does it mean, you know, when they do that? Why do they do that?
Well, they say it's good luck. Put that over the door. The first person comes in there after the bullybone, they have good luck.
Okay. And, And what do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you eat?
The inside.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, I eat liver.
Uh-huh.
But I don't eat the gizzard.
Okay.
I eat legs, and I eat the thigh. My sister always just has the back.
What about the inside part of the pig or calf that you eat?
Well, I don't know much about what to do with that. Take the liver and cook it and boil it.
Uh-huh.
Clean it good.
Okay.
And you make our thing out of something. Thing then a cow and like chitlin.
Uh-huh.
That's an old time dish. But it smells terrible when you cook it.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy. My sister used to eat the liver, and my other sister said, well, if you go cook them chitlins today, I'm going off. But really, well, they wasn't that bad, but they did taste real good.
Okay. Now, well, what about, what would you call, like, the liver and the heart and the gizzard of a chicken all together?